Good evening, everyone. So this Bez Hashem is going to be the last week on this topic of Ma'aseh Kesafim. So I'd like to discuss a little bit the idea or halacha of who should be giving Ma'aseh Kesafim and who perhaps shouldn't be giving or certainly not chayv to give. Now, we did say, going back to the very first year, that Ma'aseh Kesafim is not halacha the way the majority of Pesukim approach it. It's not a chiyuv anyway, certainly not a chiyuv deraisa, but not even a chiyuv derabbanan. We said that the minhag of Pesukim is to follow the third shita, that it's a minhag tov, but it's certainly something that is highly recommended and proper to do and correct to do, etc., etc. But so then the question, so within that, the question is, does that mean for everybody? Is it highly recommended for everybody, or what point of a person's financial what financial status might we say that it's doesn't have to consider, you know, even approach it that way, and doesn't have to consider himself at all, that it's something that he needs to be striving to do. Now, this very much overlaps the general topic of chiyuv and staka, not, as I think we mentioned, there's in Shulchan Aruch there's little to almost nothing about by Meiser in the Mechaber Ramah, almost, and even in the Nosei Kelim, very, very little. So most, but there are Hilchos Staka. So most of the Marmakomas come from Hilchos Staka, and from there, in this, specifically in this particular Nakuda that we're trying to address, and from there, the Poskim extract Lagabe Meiser. So just to begin in with one or two Marmakomas in Simin Reish. Reish Mem Ches. Simin Reish Mem Ches. The Mechaber says, "Kol Adam Chayiv Litein Staka, Afilu Ani Hamesparnis Minat Staka, Chayiv Litein Mimashi Yitnu Lo." Even an Ani who's being supported from Staka, he's receiving Staka, and that's how he supports himself. Chayiv Litein, he has to give Staka Mimashi Yitnu Lo. Okay, that's the Mechaber here. The Ramah does not comment. Ramah doesn't express any objection or any different shita. Yet, later in Simin Reish Nun Aleph, in Siv Gimel, there's a Ramah that says, Parnassas Atzmo, Kodemis L'chal Adam. One's own Parnassa comes before being Mefarnes anybody else. Ve'eino Chayiv L'aseis Tztaka. A person is not obligated to give tzedakah until he has his own parnasa. And then he goes on, and then if he does have enough for himself and he can give, so then there's an order of priority of how he should prioritize his tzedakah distribution in terms of krovim, etc. So on the surface, though, it seems to be a stira. Now, again, one's the Mechaber and one's the Ramah, but the Ramah doesn't comment back there on Simin Reish Mem Ches, where the Mechaber says that the Ramah doesn't say anything there. So the Nosei Kelim, the Poskim don't assume that there's just two different opinions, but rather there has to be some difference between what the Mechaber is talking about, that even a person who's misparnas from tzedakah has to give tzedakah, and what the Ramah is talking about, where he says, parnasas v'kodemes v'chol adam ve'enu chayav les tzedakah ad shielo parnasasa. So the Shach addresses this question really in two places. One of them is right here on Reish Mem Ches, on Simin Reish Mem Ches, where the Mechaber says this din that even an ani who's collecting tzedakah, receiving, accepting tzedakah, has to give tzedakah. He says, "Hainu kishiyesh lo parnasaso b'lav hachi." He's talking about that he's receiving tzedakah, but he still has parnasa. He has parnasa, and he can afford to give. Dimlo kain. Eino chayiv litein staka. Kedalekaman Simin Reish Nafsav Gimel. Siv Gimel Reish Nafsav Gimel says that one who does not have parnasa, does not have his own parnasa, does not have to give staka. So here must mean he does have parnasa. Well, then the question is, well, if he has parnasa, so why is he taking staka? So says the Shach, umikal makom mutulo lehis parnis minat staka. Im ein lo osan, I'm sorry, im ein lo keren sheyuchal lehis parnis min harevach. Kedalekaman Simin Reish Nafsav Gimel says the Shach, we're talking here in Reish Mem Ches about a person who he has parnasa, meaning he has money now. He can afford to give some tzedakah. He's not broke. He's not mamas destitute on the street with the not knowing how he's going to serve his himself or his kids supper that night. But still, he's allowed, and therefore he has to give tzedakah. But he's allowed to collect from tzedakah at the same time because he doesn't have a keren sheyuchal a source of income or a principal sheyuchal is parnis min arevach. He doesn't have a keren in the bank or in some investment that's bearing dividends that he can be parnis from. And he refers to the halacha in Reish Nun Gimel Sif Beis. So in the beginning of Reish Nun Gimel in Sif Aleph, the mechaber, Reish Nun Gimel is called Mihu Haroi Litol Tzedakah, who qualifies to receive tzedakah. And then the mechaber starts off by talking about the din of a person that whether he has mazon shtei sudos, etc. There are things which probably most of you have seen in the Gemara, in Baba Basra, and brought in different places. That's the mechaber goes through different levels of need, and then in Sif Beis the mechaber says v'yei shomrim shlo nemru hashirim halalu eli b'yameihem. Those shirim that's outdated. That doesn't apply anymore. Aval bezman hazeh yochal litol ad she'elo keren kedei she'isparnes hu ubnei beis meyarevach. A person can take tzedakah as long as he doesn't have basically a source of income. He doesn't have it. He calls it a keren, which is bearing dividends and that he has constant parnasa from. Or kenega, that would be an income, a steady salary, etc. If he doesn't have that, he can still take stock. And the Mechaber says, "Udvar mishal tamheim." Mechaber endorses or approves of that mahalach. So without going into all the intricacies, as I said, we're really not getting so much into Hilchos Tzedakah about taking from the community chest so much. And I get a little bit touched, but not so much talking about it. So without getting into exactly what that means, but the Shach is saying, so Memela going back now, so we don't have a stirrup. The individual that the Mechaber is addressing in Reish Mem Ches, who is Ani Hamisparnis Menat Tzedakah and yet Chayev to give Tzedakah, is this guy. This guy, Reish Nun Gimel Sif Beis, who doesn't have a Karen, Shehu B'nei Beis Yichon Levich Menasi. He might have food on the table. He may have Mazon Shtei Sudos for a lot more than that. He's got money in the bank. But there's a gvul to it. There's a limit to the money. He doesn't have a source, a steady source. He doesn't have a reliable source that's going to generate new income. So he has money. Right now he's okay. But he doesn't have a place which is going to continue to generate income. And therefore the Mechaber said that nowadays such a person is considered, qualifies as an ani who can take tzedakah. Zuck the Mechaber, yes, but he's still got to give tzedakah. From that tzedakah that he takes, he's got to give tzedakah. That's how the Shach learns to answer these two sources. There shouldn't be a stira. The Aruch HaShulchan is very not satisfied with this mahalach. Aruch HaShulchan is Shemir Reish Mem Ches. He says, "Udvarim tmuim heim." The Shach is tmua. Dim yesh lo parnasa pshita she'asa l'kabel tzedaka av kishen l'masayim zuz. And he says, The halacha in Reish Nun Gimel is to be understood differently. That it doesn't mean that any person who's got basically plenty of money right now or sufficient money right now to that he's not going hungry and he's in like the near future is not going hungry. It doesn't mean that he's allowed to take tzedakah. And so he says the Shach's teretz can't be. So he simply says, "Well, Nia's diet the ain't kind of schalas kusha, but the kash is not a kash to begin with." The shnei and yonim heim, Reish Mem Ches and Reish Nun Aleph. The zeshin is bar sham the patim and atstaka. That which it says in Reish Nun Aleph and the Ramah, these patr ad sheelo kedei lisparnes zeu bitstaka tamidis meiser o chomesh mi parnasas. So that means for a person to give on a regular basis, to be giving meiser or chomesh. That he doesn't have to do unless he has parnasa for himself, unless he can support himself, and he's not going to have to accept tzedakah. That he doesn't do. Aval bekan mari bechovas had tzedakah pamachas b'shana. Reish Mem Ches is talking about another din. There's the din which we mentioned a couple of times, that there's a shear of tzedakah which is called shlishis shekel shana. We mentioned this at the beginning in Siman Reish Mem Tes, where there is the reference there to the concept of meiser and the concept of chomesh. The over there, The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Reish Mem Tes Sif Beis, La'olam lo yimna adam asmo pachas mi shlishas ha-shekel l'shana. Vim nasna pachas mi zeh lo kiyam mitzvah staka. Shlishas ha-shekel, which we said, we brought down different shiur, but it's very little. At the most, couple of dollars. Very, very little, the shlishas ha-shekel. So that's the bare minimum chiyav that a person has to do that to fulfill the mitzvah of giving tzedakah. And that's what we're talking about here, Reish Meches. Aniyam is paris minat tzedakah. So he's collecting tzedakah and he has certain expenses. He has to use the tzedakah to do certain things and to do certain mitzvahs. So then what are the mitzvahs he has to do with the money he's collecting? He gives tzedakah once a year or over the course of a year. He has to give shlishas ha-shekel, very, very small amount. He's chiyav, that's a mitzvah. Say he does that, gives that one time, and he fulfills his mitzvah. And Reish Nalef Sif Gimel that says that a person, his own parnasa precedes that of other people, that's talking that he shouldn't be giving money on a regular basis if he can't afford it, and if he'd have to come on to other people and constantly he's going to take money from the community collections and he's going to give meiser or maybe even chomesh, and then he has to show up earlier back at the waiting line again to collect more tzedakah because he gave away 10% of it. That's not what he's supposed to be doing. If he's being supported by the tzibur, then he should not be giving. He should just give tzedakah once a year, just like he has to buy himself an eseret. He has to buy himself a pair of tzitzis. And what he has to do, that's what, unless he mamish can't afford it, but those are some of the things he has to try to prioritize. You, the money that he collects from tzedakah, he uses some of it to keep Shabbos or whatever, to what he needs to keep Shabbos, what he needs to do mitzvahs to say. But one of the mitzvahs to say is tzedakah. But meiser, a chomesh, no, he's not a candidate for that. And that's what the Rama means in Reish Nalef. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan says. So, now, turning though to the Aruch HaShulchan now, on that Rama, this is Aruch HaShulchan back by the case where it says, Ani Yam is Paranis Met Tzedakah, has to give Tzedakah. On Reish Nalef, where it talks about, where the Rama says that a person does not have Parnassus Asa, doesn't have to give Tzedakah, there the Aruch HaShulchan talks in very strong terms. And he says, I told you already that if a person doesn't have his own Parnassus, What it means over here, doesn't have tzedakah, it means he doesn't have to give tzedakah tzmidus, meiser or chomesh. But he says, even so, we have to understand that. Who are we talking about, says the Aruch HaShulchan? Who is this person? How do we define, or how do we better describe, detail this person who doesn't have parnassas atzmo? He says that, says the Aruch HaShulchan here, he says, let me just get the lesson where he says, just about anyone will tell you that whatever money he has very good use for. He has plenty of things to which he considers are important, or maybe even necessities for his family to use his money for. So he says, if we're going to say, so what do we mean? A person doesn't have parnassus. What is that level that he doesn't have parnassus atzmo that he would be pater? One second, where he says that lashon. I'm not sure what it is, but he says it definitely needs to be defined, because if we just leave it up to the individual to say, do I have enough to for my parnasa that I don't have to give to others, then there's going to be a big drop in the giving of tzedakah. Well, here he says v'yadua derov Yisrael halavai sheyaspik lahem parnasasim hotzasim. Ulefi say yipatru kulam et tzedakah zulas hashirim gedolim. And he says, because that can't be. So he says, L'chein yirin l'izdaiti. This is in Reish Nun Aleph Sif Hey in the Aruch HaShulchan. L'chein yirin l'izdaiti barer. D'zeh shekasav ha-gon. The gon means referring to Rav Sadya Gon. This halacha that says, the Ramah is saying, that a person doesn't have parnasasim is pater, it's Rav Sadya Gon, the Torah quotes from Rav Sadya Gon. Zech shekasav ha-gon, the parnasasu kudemes, hainu bi'ish she'inu maviyach rak lechem tsar umayim lachatz. That's a person who all he brings home, his weekly paycheck pays for, well, it sounds like Hillel, I mean, lechem tsar, just some dry bread, and a small amount, mayim lachatz, and just barely, I don't know, something he means in amount-wise, bread and water. And for that, Rav Sadya Gaon brings a raya, he says the raya Rav Sadya Gaon brings, et cetera, et cetera. But he says, however, aval, now listen to this contrast, aval ha'ish, Shemarviach parnasaso kebal bayis choshev. Sheochel karoi lechem ubasar v'tavshilin. He eats properly. He eats lechem, basar, tefshil, nice dinner. He puts his wife puts down a nice spread every evening. Velovesh umachases atzma karoi. He dresses, you know, balabatish. He dresses, you know, in a mechubetik fashion. Vade dechayev bitstaka meiser ochamish miparnasaso. He says, and yeah, so he says, okay, here he says here. He says, v'teidalach shekenu. Dimlokain, Ezekvul, Titian Leparnasasa, Shikudem. So if we're not going to say that, what is going to be the cutoff? V'chol echad yomar, anin nitzrich leparnasasi, kamashim raviach. If you leave it up to people to decide on their own, everyone will say that, yeah, everything I bring home I need. I have more than enough good ideas to spend my money on for things that I feel I need. Shari ain gvul lahutsa, ki yodua. Okay, so it can't mean that, he says. So there seems to be like a contrast within this one sif. He says, who is pater from Meiser? The person who is lechem mitzumtzum. Mamish lechem mitzumtzum. I mean, he's not serving meat and side dishes. Lechem mitzumtzum. Like he called it before, lechem tzar mayim lachatz. But on the other hand, the person he describes as Pater is Chayev, is the guy that is like Kabalabayas Marvi Parnasasuka Balabayas Choshev, Sha'ochel Kroy, Lechem Obasiv Tavshil, etc. So it seems to me like there's a lot of space in between. So I found that no great kindness, but the same at Stucko Mishpat, yes, is Kasha straight on. This Kasha, I mean, he also the same difficulty understanding the Aruch HaShulchan. He says himself, this is Rav Bloy in the second Shir Parnasa Lonizbar Etzli. And he says Baruch HaShulchan, skipping a couple lines for a moment, Kasav, Dema Shomer Prinsikus Kodem is Han Mishen Ravir Rachlechem Tsar Maim Lachatz, Alba Misha Ravir Balabais Choshev, etc., Chayev. So Frekta, he says, I don't know, he says Baruch HaShulchan Nakat Lachor Beis Ksavos. He's talking about two extremes. Shehischel b'tzad lechem tzar umayim lachatz v'siyah b'misha ochal lechem u'basir b'tavshil for yesh gam mida beinanis u'motzui harbe b'zmanenu sheyesh lo yosem lechem tzar. There are many people that Baruch Hashem have more than just bread, not eating hard, not serving hard bread for supper and water from the faucet, and yet v'ein lo liknos kol yom basir b'tavshilin, but he can't afford to buy meat and, you know, Tavshilin every day. V'doche gatzmo u'mistapik b'mashiyesh lo. Hitaka, he scrimps a lot, and he's pitching pennies a lot, and his suppers are not so meruvach. They're not lechem tzar o'mayim. It's more than that. I mean, he buys eggs and he buys cheese and whatever, and he gets you know, but he's not like a balabayas choshev that dresses, you know, like I said, balabatis dresses nicely and eats well, etc. So. He says, "Milfamim, you know, these people that these many many people in Milfamim bevater gam al malbush ochev itzacha. Many times he'll be mevater on. He really needs a new suit, but he'll push himself very very far before he buys a new suit. And you know, maybe he's push himself, push his kids, push his wife. You know, he doesn't buy clothing when he waits till a little bit beyond he needs, and when it's really no choice when he must. Ve'ilu hayinu bam ladin al ladin kazeh." Mistaba shemutal olitul mayat staka. Mistaba, such a person is allowed to take from staka because he really can't afford to keep up with his daily and monthly expenses. Kivin she'ain look at a sipuko, etc. Vimnoma shadim zechay but staka umaiser. So then he has, you know, certain kashas. So he wants to say okay, nilas died the adam sheparnasa so ainam aspekes lahutzaos regilos. Person whose parnasa doesn't cover hutsaos regilos, the common expenses. Ulefamim mevater al davar tzarchlo, he'll do without. And there, you know, it's Baruch Hashem, it's less common now in America, less common. But I know people just not long ago, very often would go without things which nowadays we would consider absolute necessities, and they wouldn't forget about it. I mean, you know, washing machines and laundry machines in the house and dishwashers. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, during my parents and certainly my grandparents' generation. I mean, these were unheard of. I mean, okay, they could be. They weren't even available yet. They weren't invented yet. So if we go back a few more years. But even at the point where they were, and they certainly were not household items in many, many, many households that people that were that were working hard, or the father was working hard for a living, and couldn't afford things like that, and couldn't afford to take the kids on trips frequently, or spend money on so many other things that nowadays, Baruch Hashem, many of us don't have to do without, and have to, and will buy much more freely. There wasn't you know, very long ago that this was the matzav, and people were doing without a lot of things. So he says now. So that person is pater from, he feels pater from meiser. The kol shekem al kapanim mitzvahs meiser, and pater al kapanim mitzvahs meiser. The kol shekem yichamish. El shemikom akom lo yifter etzmoi mitzvah tzedaka. Val kapanim mitzvah alav lihimana malikabel mikupa shel tzedaka. V'zeh odif tvei militol tzedaka lechalik meiser. Avad, he should try his best not to take from public funds, if he can, should definitely try his best. Certainly not to take, like you said, not to take and then go give meiser. I'm very makben a meiser. You're makben a meiser, and then you're taking other people's meiser, so you can give meiser. So, no, that's not the right thing to do. Do your best not to take when you don't need to. And if he goes, as if a person needs to, certainly if bigger expenses come up, he has to make a chasna or shalom refu expenses or whatever, and he pasha doesn't have and not thinks he could just be mevater on. Of course, there's a chasna, there's a chasna. And of course, a person like this shouldn't be making the most elaborate and extravagant chasna. And there are, you know, Baruch Hashem, we live in communities now where there are ways of making a chasna much cheaper, where it's also somebody may be helping out, but paying for a much more toned down chasna, not buying, having flying in fresh flowers from wherever, or even... Takana, exactly. Takana chasas, takana simchas, that type of a thing, right? Or even if it's not, even a place where they don't have takana per se, but that flavor, that you sow, that idea. Okay, but lemais, if he still needs, even with all that, he still can't, even if it costs him a fraction what it might have cost someone else, he still doesn't have that money. So yes, he can take from the kupa, etc. But so such a person would certainly not be giving tzedaka. Would not be chayiv to give ma'aser. Such a person who does not really have, and certainly if he's a person that's going into debt, like on a monthly basis, he's putting money onto a credit card, and then again, but I say money on a credit card, I don't mean because he wants to take a vacation a few times a year, and he wants to send his kids to the best camps, and whatever it is, you know, I don't mean that. I mean a person is putting money on a credit card because simply in order to pay his rent or his mortgage, or and to put gas in his car, and a car is pretty much a necessity, especially living out of town, I mean anywhere out of New York, or almost anywhere out of New York, anywhere that I know of out of New York, it's really difficult to get along without at least one car, and sometimes even two, and so pasha for parnasa, sometimes parnasa, it's a lot more kedai to have two cars, and they, you know, both parents work, and rather than say, no, I'm not going to pay the gas and the registration or whatever in the car, and Mela, you know, one of the parents won't work, and it's not kedai. I mean, obviously, it's much more kedai to pay that expense and earn money when the job is, you know, the right job is available. So things like that. But a person who just paying those expenses and paying for his whatever tuition, the schools of Mechayevim, whatever the basics. Now, of course, this is not the simplest thing to define, because so then when you get to, okay, well, so what happens in the summer about camp? Is camp a basic? And if it is a basic, what kind of a camp? Or how long is it? The whole summer, half the summer? You know, there's no easy answer at all to say what is the basics, what are the necessities. But there are definitely some things that we could certainly qualify that these are definite necessities, and other things that we could say definitely not. And there are going to be a lot of things left in the middle. But a person who is not spending any money on that category that we consider definitely not. He's spending his money on the things that definitely are, and maybe some of the things that are in the middle, perhaps, but within reason, and within, you know, he's really being honest with himself, and maybe discussing it with somebody else who could give him some guidance. So and with all that, he is not making ends meet. He is putting money in credit cards and hoping for something will come in here, something will come in there, and you know he gets by. Eventually, he scrapes by, or maybe he shifts when another card comes available for 0%. He shifts it to that card so that he could you know, buy some more time and etc. A person like that who is pshutas dav is not chayef to give meiser, because he's and especially if he's in debt, to other people. He's buying, but you know, personal chovos. He takes that personal chovos to be able to support his family again in a middle of the road way. I don't mean an extravagant, in the middle of the road way. And he needs to go into that. So then a person like that would not be chayiv in meiser. That okay. Now I did see in the Tshuvos on Hagos, if it's from bring it down. It's from Rav Sternbach. He has in the first chelik in Siman Tav Kuf Samach, he has a few things about stuck and meiser ksafim. So he.
What about this that the Shulchan Aruch says that if you give less than 10% stuff, that's considered money and sarah?
Right. So that's not, that. So they say, they some speak of that is not going on a person who can't afford it. A person who, I mean, like personally, like a guy that I just described. That's not. It's going on a person who can't afford it.
It's the same as meiser.
Basically, right. Exactly. That's right. Person who could afford that. Now, to be also clear, I mean, there are the levels are immeasurable. There's so many different levels, and there are certainly levels of people who they if they'll push themselves a little more, they can give meiser, and they'll make do, and maybe they will sacrifice certain things, but they're not going to walk barefoot, and you know they're not going to be eating skipping supper every other day, etc. They're not going to be doing things like that, but they'll live beneath the what's considered the normal standard of living for, you know, for our times, for our communities. They'll definitely live beneath that in order that they can push themselves and squeeze out 10% to give to meiser without having to come on to others, and or certainly not on a regular basis. Maybe when they make a chasna they will have to, and maybe when they you know certain things they will have to. But that could be they would have to even if they didn't give meiser. They'd still when they make a chasna they still. You know, still need some extra help. So a person like that is about this tovel of bracha and to gevaldika thing, and to for a person to push himself and to go the extra mile and be mitzamtzeim and be more machmir in the definition of what's called parnasasa, what's called tzracha, what's called you need. Be more machmir and say, yeah, I don't really need that, and etc. A person who could do that. And especially you can do it in a way that it's not going to be Megareh his Shalom Bayis, that you know they're both on the same page, both the husband and wife on the same page, or at least could get on the same page. You know, this, so Avad, that's a wonderful thing, it's a great thing, and I was going to say it isn't. But at the same part, at the same time, Lav Davka, that person is Chayiv, and there are, as I said, many people like they described before, are not Chayiv and Maisa. They should give stock. Again, Shlisha Shekel Avada, because that's even on Amos Parishman Saka, but even more than that, they should, you know, whatever they feel they could do without going further into debt, without, and it also becomes a juggling a situation, though, if they have debts already about perhaps paying back their debts before giving Meiser, that there isn't an absolute 100% answer on that. They could do that. Is that always the right thing to do? That may depend. I mean, Baruch Hashem, we, you know, we live in communities where there are people who are Bali Cholos, who are phenomenal Bali Chesed too, and I'm sure probably many of you know of people who one either on this end or that end, or the people who are the lenders, the people borrowers who are borrowing money from people who say, when do I have to pay this back? Pay it back when you can pay it back, you know, that type of attitude, but they'll give their money to somebody who needs it and say, yeah, pay me back when you can pay me back, and it's you know that's the most wonderful thing. And so loans like that, it's half a loan, half a matan. It reminds me now, just the kids are, I think, are Pesach Kron says this is over, it could be all heard. I heard it years ago then when he was in the Siasim, he was orphaned from his father at relatively young age. I don't remember exactly, but it was a relatively young age. And then he had to start, fending for himself. I think he was first getting into Milo then, if I remember correctly. I don't know if you heard the story and you know the details, you can correct me. But I think he first started getting into Milo then to have some partners for himself. I don't think he was married yet. And somebody lent him money, and basically you'll pay it back when you can. And then when he got on his feet and he already had partners, he went to pay the money back to the person, and he said, you know what, don't pay me back, do the same thing I did with it. You'll find someone else who needs the money, who's in this position that you were in, then you give him the money on the same terms that he should pay it back. And that's Gevaldik, you know, people who do things like that. Obviously, that guy wasn't waiting for his money at all. He didn't even take it back. And that's, you know, so that's a little bit of a juggle. But to know exactly what a loan, and there are other loans that, no, the person expects to see the money back, and you should be paying it back before you're giving meiser. But whatever it is, if a person can extend himself a little bit, of course, it's tavol bracha. If it's not, you know, chav lechrini. So in any case, so Rav Sternbach here, he quotes this Aruch HaShulchan, and he says, L'das Aruch HaShulchan, kol Yehudi chayiv b'meiser. That's how he, Everyone has to give. Varakim ainlo elalechem amayim pater. He's only pater if he has nothing but lechem. I mean, he's being medai the ratio of the Aruch HaShulchan, which really, I mean, the Aruch HaShulchan sort of reiterates in the last line too when he says rak delokai rak amisha yeshlo rak lechem etzumsum lechem nafsho. It does sound. That's what he quotes Aruch HaShulchan. He says avol shamati mimaran hagoyin de brisk. Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, he served from the Brisker Rav. So that's all. To call me shemat savu dochuk, atshezokuk leezrim meacherim. Person is in difficult straits where he has to come on to help from others. Ve'enu chay b'derech mosaros klal. He's not living in luxuries whatsoever. Rak chay b'doichek in menei beis. He's living. He's living b'doichek. He's living just scraping by. And coming on to others, ain't tzarich liten meiser. That's his lashna. Shazaku lezer mecherim, lezer mecherim, and not because he wants to live a high lifestyle, because even pasha just to live the to survive basically to survive at a normal level. So ain't tzarich liten meiser. Ukemavor barama, and he quotes Rama reish nalef sifkim all that parnasas asmo kodemis. Okay, this is what he says. Now. He does bring, though, and it's brought in a couple of places, Yesh Omrim Mishmo Shel Rabbeinu HaChazanish, Zatzal, Da'afta Medina Peturim, these people in this ghetto, Mikomakom Lo Yafsidu Minisinus Master, meaning, this is not what I thought I was going to say, but, okay, I'll read it. This is not the Chazanish I saw quoted elsewhere. He says they say from the Chazanish, "Dafta midina peturim mikomokom lo yafsidu min nesinas meiser ki mashem arviach miminias nesinas hameiser." That which he saves by not giving meiser, holich larik, it'll go to waste. Barofim wants them to have to pay doctors. Oshar hutzos she'enim leparnasasa. He's not going to get away with it. He's going to end up paying things that he doesn't want to pay for and things that he otherwise wouldn't have had to pay. So. I really admit this is a little schwer, because if we're talking about a person who has to come on to others and he owes money and he's taking money, so it's a little schwer to say that he should still be giving meiser and otherwise Kash Baruch is just going to make him pay the money to doctors. I mean, if he's legitimately putter, why should that be?
Is there a chiluk between, is the rook going to go to people in kol, meaning there's someone who's taking money, let's say when someone's just getting married or someone's in kol, he's taking money, but the mice is taking a certain amount of money. So even though, yes, he's taking from others, but he's taking, let's say, $50,000 a year. So there's still wiggle room with...
Right, okay, so no, I didn't mean that. I mean, a person who's, let's say, he has a nadin, that was always, he's eating kest, he's eating from the shver or the father, that was the arrangement, they want him to be able to sit and learn, and he's not trying to be too better, he's not trying to be mefinus himself, maybe he could, theoretically, but he wants to sit and learn, and that's what his wife, that's what they agreed upon, that's what the wife wants, and that's what the shver wants, etc. So no, I don't mean that. A person like that who's accepting money in order to could sit and learn, and could afford to give to Meiser, then I think you should, yes. We spoke about it, but especially if I said, but it's not going to mean that the Sharna has to come up with more money for him, because no, he's getting a certain amount, and with that's within the gather, but that a person who push, he may have to push himself, but or maybe not, it could be not even, it could be he's getting enough that he doesn't have, it's not even such a tremendous push. No, that I don't mean, but I don't think he means that either. He's talking about, again, he's a guy who says, person who's he's a matzavu dochel gotcha zokok la ezra meacherim ve'enu chay b'derech masoros klal rak chay b'doichik. I don't think the guy got his learning. I think the guy just he's not capable of supporting himself even if he's trying. So because I guess so I don't know if this chazanish, if it's an accurate quote, it's probably not. It's very hard to say that it's going on the guy that he described. It's probably going more of a person who's. Who could afford it, but has a legitimate p'tur because he says, look, the numbers just barely get up. I just barely get by. And he's not taking from us. He's just getting, or he's borrowing with a cheshbon and he pays it back on a regular basis. Like, say, a guy in certain type of businesses where he doesn't have a steady income, but he gets, every once in a while, he gets a windfall. And one month, he'll walk home with $10,000 that month. Next month, he might only get $1,000 or $2,000 or less. But he it works out at the end of the day or the end of the year, more literally, it works out, and he borrows temporarily, and he borrows 1 month, but with 2-3 months later he's able to pay it back. With that type of person, where he may technically be putted because he's not really coming out ahead, he's basically breaking even. But a person like that, who could push himself and give and be mitzamtzim and find one area to be mitzamtzim and give meiser, that I can hear very well. This Chazon Ish. What I saw elsewhere, which I thought is about the quote from the Chazon Ish, is that even a person who is talking legitimately patur, there is an inyan of keeping cheshbon of how much he would have given, meaning what is his income, and not and keeping a record of it, not al das that is his machayiv himself that he'll ever give it. Maybe he'll never give it, but al das that in kishen yerviach Hashem gorelo, if he's zayich and at some point things turn around and he becomes much more comfortable and he's able to not only start giving ma'aser, but he's able to make up for what he didn't give in the past, then it's kedai to do it. So that's from the Chazon Ish. Keep track, and maybe one day you'll be able to give ma'aser from income that you never were able to give from.
I also saw that along the same lines, keep a cheshbon every month, split it, take the 10% or 20% out, if you need it, separate it, and then put it back into the account.
Okay, there is somebody that there's an Indian like this of Hafrasha. Hafrasha is like you have by Maisa's Run. It's not borrowed, but you have to be careful, like we spoke about in the past. Be careful when you do that, you're not being mafreshit, you know, you're not being koveyed as Maisa. You're just basically setting it aside to give from if you can. And if at the end of the month you see you can't, you know, then, yeah, okay, that's. Okay, so.
Where is that?
Chelik Aleph Simon Tuf Kuf Samach. Oh, so what I wanted to say was that I don't know if the really what the Brisker Rebbe is saying is so different than the Aruch HaShulchan. I mean, if the Aruch HaShulchan is really only being mechayev this guy in the middle here, who lives like a balabayis chashuv with basar, with lechem of basar, with tavshilim, velovish, mechasas, makoroi, etc., etc., if that's the only guy that he's being mechayev, so then, but then the Brisker Rebbe is not describing that type of person. He's describing a person who's much, much worse off. But the problem is, I think the real kasha is that the words of the Chashulchan just don't seem to be, he doesn't seem to be saying davar v'hipucho, as was pointed out by Rabbi. Al-Kabbanim, a number of the Svarim bring down lemaisa that a person who's the gedron ani, not necessarily destitute, where he's, you know, he's lechem ayin tsar, but he's an ani where he qualifies to take from stock. He really can't meet his own expenses, then he's putted from Maisa. This is what most say. The Sefer Baruch Tzedakah quotes this from Yashim and from Issachar Karelis, and this is, I think, the way most poskim approach it. That a person like that would be putter, but he should give. Again, number one, give what he can. The fact that he can't give 10% doesn't mean he should give zero or just the shlish as a shekel. If he can give 3%, 4%, he should do that. And B, if there is mukum to be mitzamtzem and push a little bit harder, then there would definitely be a mile to do that. And C, which is mentioned now, possibly keeping cheshbon and almanasta one day, if possible, to pay it back. Okay. Maybe just to end, I saw in the, there's a tshuva here that they quote from the Tshubina Rav, the Dovid Misharim, this is Chela Gimel Simon Pei Dalid, where he is discussing some inyanim of tzaka and maisik safim. And first of all, he wants to be told that if you, we spoke at the very beginning, that some say the din of Maisik Safim is based on the mitzvah of giving Maiser Ani from produce, which is a chiyuv when, you know, during certain years of the Shemitah cycle. So those who say Maisik Safim is based on that, he wants to say that, so Maiser Ani, everyone has to give. Everyone who grows crops. If you grow crops, even, you know, Reuben grows crops, even though Reuben himself is an ani, but he grows crops in Eretz Yisrael, he has to give Maaser Ani during the third and sixth year. So if you learn Maaser suffering from that, so then he says the person would be chayiv, and that'd be, you know, could be his mamash chayiv in a Torah, like Maaser Ani, and then he'd be chayiv to give, even if he's an ani. Masha Enkin, the way we Neman Lahalacha, Tafisha Chriya here is a Shai Lagirsa, the Bach, or the Taz, discusses at the very beginning. So the Einarak Midrabanan, and the way we learned, the way we said from the Bach, that it's even just a minig tov. Bevadai Rabanan lo rami chiyuva le yosim mitstaka, and a person like that, a person who doesn't, an ani of his parents when it's stuck, is not chayiv to give. Parnas is asmo kodemes. Parnas and mela, he wouldn't have to give meiser either. He just brings one interesting thing that there's a. One second. The Gemara in Erechin says that. Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Tes that the Rush in Baba Kama on Daf Tes and Baba Kama brings that the Gemara in Sukkah brings that Rabbi Gamliel paid 1,000 zuz for a lulav. So Zug the Rush in Baba Kama. The Hadar of Gamliel Shalakach Lulav Elav Zuz can move over Bishas Sukkah Daf Emalaf Hamdeis Hu Guzma. The Gemara is exaggerating. He says he spent 1,000 zuz. Mishum do hatiklu chachamim da hamavaz is al yavaz biz yosim mechomish. Like we spoke about as well. You're not supposed to give more than chomish. So how could he have spent 1,000 zuz on a lulav? Now, that's thinking about staka, but on a chavz shal mitzvah also, the Rosh is saying you shouldn't be spending more than a chomish bin chasim on a chavz shal mitzvah. So, Frek, the Shabina Rabbi, doesn't understand that why the Rosh is saying this. It says, first of all, it's machlokas. In the Erech, the machlokas on this concept of avazi alibazi. So who says Rav Gamliel hold like that? We might hold that alibaisa. And we spoke about it earlier going back that it's not even brought in Shulchan Aruch. Lagabi Hilchas, Bechal is not brought in Hilchas Shulchan. Even the Rambam doesn't bring the Labit stuck. It brings the Lagabi Erech. But in any case, maybe Rav Gamliel disagrees. He says, Beyosit Mili, Rav Gamliel, the Yavna, how you called them Takanas Usha. It was a Takanas Usha. I'm avazbez alibazbez mechomis. But Usha is Kino. Rav Gamliel lived before that. So how could you ask a Kasher on Gamliel from to kind of those made later? So he answers. He brings a Yerushalmi. He says Yerushalmi peya perik aleph halacha aleph the isa shav ma'isav Rabbi Yishev of sha'amad b'hechak is kol nechasav laniyim. He gave all shalach la Rabbi Gamliel v'halo amru chomish min nechasav la mitzvah yishalmi give a chomish min nechasav the parich b'Yerushalmi Rabbi Gamliel lo kodem lusha hayad the Yerushalmi is the Kasher right. Didn't Rav Gamliel precede all of us? Rav Gamliel was asking him from, how did Rav Gamliel know that, so to speak? He's asking from Takanas Usha that didn't exist yet. Umashani, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbu, Mishem, Rabbi Levi, Kach, Haisa, Halacha, B'yadam. They originally, before Usha, they held Usha, Chachuha. V'amdu Ashniyim, V'hiskim, V'aldas, Rishonim. What they were sacking in Usha was just restoring a halacha that originally existed. Tak existed in the free of the Kedaris. Such a thing existed as well, that you shouldn't give more than a chomish for mitzvahs and for tzedakah, you shouldn't give more than a chomish. And therefore, Rav Gamliel, he knew that. And that was his kasha on Rabbi Sheva. The male effect of Rosh Rav Gamliel alayns. How could Rav Gamliel himself be paying an elf zuz? Lechara, I guess he assumed that's more than a chomish l'chasav. So one terrace that the Rabbi Yeruch answers, he was a nasi. So who says it was more? But anyway, that's what the Rosh is the kasha, that based on this Yerushalmi, based on the fact that the Takanas Usha existed even back then. Okay, Shikara, thank you very much. So the next 2 weeks, Beisham, I'm going to talk about Hilchas Ben Mitzarim. Next 2 weeks until in the petition.
A high school girl that babysits a boy that goes to camp makes money. That is